the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is for you, boss.
He loves them.
Just read his name right when this song played. That's so wild.
It's ruined his day.
Yeah, the rain did it.
Yeah, it's already raining, and you gotta play this. At least it wasn't Ivory Madonna, but I don't like that one either.
I wonder, like, what real reggae people think about UB40. Like, they're like, you know what? You get a pass.
I don't think they do.
You're not only white, but you're redheaded white. Like, you're, like, Irish white.
He's almost like Mick Hucknall, in a sense.
Yeah.
He gets a pass. Simply Red.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I love them.
You're a nerd for knowing that.
Like, he's the only white guy in the group, though.
Oh, for real?
UB40. Plus, I like the way some people say it.
Like, remember the guy...
UB40.
Snow?
Informer.
Informer?
Yeah.
Can you say that fast?
I lick you boom boom now.
Whatever that is.
He's
no Krispy Kreme.
I need some clarification on what the boom boom is before I...
Yeah, be careful.
I lick you boom boom now.
Well, you know, with Meghan Trainor, like, what is the bass? Is it the front or the back?
Right. Yes.
Back. Why are you all about it? What are you trying to tell us?
It's all about that bass.
Are you trying to say you're bisexual like Hayden Panettiere?
Figured out the name.
Well, P1 Bojangles called.
Bojangles.
It was his phone was about to die. It's the last thing he did.
Oh,
before
no.
His phone died.
Well, final words.
Oh.
I mean, not on his life, but on that particular phone session. Hayden Panettiere, whatever it was.
I had to announce that she's bisexual for some reason.
Maybe because somebody was going to out her. So it's better to come out and tell people. Gosh. I don't understand it.
She went ahead and said it before.
It was released that she was kissing a woman in public.
Ghislaine Maxwell could say it in a court room.
I saw the thing. Same thing about Jim Norton. I think he's bisexual.
You know what? No. Well, he married a man that became a woman.
That's what
like,
it was.
That's.
But just, he's kind of open about it, which, you know.
But cool. Having heard his comedy, early 2000s, that's pretty shocking that guy would marry.
It was shocking until Monster Rain came out. Then you're like, oh, okay. Now it kind of makes sense.
Okay, I don't know that reference.
I think the loose setup was he and his buddy would go hide up under the stairs somewhere and service each other.
Oh, gosh.
That was the game they called it. If I remember the setup right.
Oh, wow. Were you his friend?
I was not. Much older.
Reggae artists are out there listening, please call. I want to find out what you think about. Also, here's the idea I was telling Fatboy about, Paige. See if you think this is a good idea. And I think this is something that, while it will be shocking when I say it, and I'm going to go on a 15-minute tirade with
you.
Okay. We got time, actually.
We got time.
We have questions that, for instance, if there was a new buzzword, you know. How do you know that, I couldn't ask Mark Hendricks, our boss, hey, Mark, is this offensive toward these people? Is this offensive toward those people? This, that, right? So what if you could go to the source? So here's my idea. I have a black friend. He is not comfortable with coming on the radio. He's just not. And that's fine. I totally get it. He thinks that we will have fun with his accent. I told him, I said, dude, you've been my friend for 13 years. I'm not going to make fun of your accent. His parents are from the Caribbean area. He's the guy who despises being called an African-American because his parents are not from Africa.
I understand.
He's from the Caribbean.
Yeah, I have a friend who's from Jamaica.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's oddly not Jamaica. I forget which one they're from. But anyway.
Is it Haiti? Like barbecue?
No. No, I love barbecue.
Not that one, you know. Not the one that's trying to take over the country.
Oh, no, no.
There we are.
I thought you said I hate barbecue.
How dare you?
I love barbecue.
How do you spell Caribbean? I'm trying to find the damn song.
C-A-R-R-I-B-B-E-A-N. Caribbean. But
That is not right.
It's not?
Or somebody else in here doesn't know how to spell. I'm trying to find some music for us, but I don't know if it was two R's.
Caribbean
or two
King?
It's
C-A-R-I-B-B-E-A-N.
Oh, my God. Hang on a second.
Did I not say it that way?
That is exactly right.
What did I say?
You said two R's and two B's.
C-A-R-R.
Oh.
You want a spelling bee, you bastard.
Oh, boy. Well, that was seventh grade.
Plus, you're a spelling elitist anyway, so you like to point people that can't spell out.
Yes.
Anyway, you have a Caribbean friend.
Well, I hear things and I see, like, you know, the thing from last week, or maybe it was last month, the show where we were like, is it morally bad, you know, morals, based on whose morals, I don't know, but let's say you're listening to a rap song and you're a white person and you're singing along. Do you sing along all the way? Now, I'm not talking about in person, at the drive-thru, you know, nothing like that. I'm talking about going down the road in your car. Do you sing all the words?
Yes.
You do?
I do.
Now, do you know what we're talking about? We're talking about rap. All the words.
No.
I do. I'll be honest with you. If I know it, like, I'm singing them.
Yeah.
But, well, I mean, generally, maybe I would. I don't know. It depends on what I'm listening to.
So I had a question. And I asked him, I said, hey, I've always wondered this. And he's like, I don't even say that, so I don't know. And I was like, well, hell, you're my go-to guy. He's like, just go on the show and ask. I was like, I can't just go on the show and ask why black people do this versus why white people don't. He's like, yeah, you can.
I feel like it's not a good source.
Why?
Because he's already told you he doesn't say it. And then, like, telling you to ask somebody else.
But he's saying he's not the guy to ask because, I mean, I don't know what. Here's what it was. And this is what I'm trying to do right now is to, instead of isolating people, instead of making people stay in their corners and wonder, yeah, we quit communicating, we quit talking to each other. We don't know what bothers people. We just assume because the news said it or your teacher said it or whoever said it. So I'm watching a show, and I immediately text him. I said, why is it that you would ask me, hey, or I would say, I live in Greenville, South Carolina.
Yep.
This show I was watching, the guy says, I stay up and around Asheville. So I asked him that. I said, why is it that generally, maybe it's not just us honkies, maybe it's other people. I don't know. This is what I'm trying to break down the barriers of.
Like, yeah.
Where does the wording change? Usually, and I'm not speaking for, if you're a white person and you stay somewhere, please call in. I'm interested
I'm
to find out.
I'm guilty of this personally, too.
You stay somewhere?
I love saying that shorthand speak.
Right.
Like,
but what stay and live, like, it's not shorthand, it's the same amount of syllables. It's, yeah, like, does it have more of a meaning? Like, you don't feel like you're living? Like, you're just staying put?
Well, is it easier to say it one way than the other?
I don't know.
Like, who is you is my big one.
I would say if you stay somewhere, you're just visiting.
Right.
But if you live somewhere, it's permanent.
Yes, but that's not the way it's used.
Yeah.
It's, I've stayed here my whole life.
Or another one's like, you know, instead of, why don't you go over there? Like, how you ain't go that way?
Or what you were saying, like, you know, a white person. I am one. I'll say it. Who do you think you are? And then you might have a soul sister say, who is you?
Who is you?
I love it.
I love that.
But I just try, but the...
The big one I do is instead of saying why this or how that, it's why TF. I'll say it like, why the don't you do this? How, yeah, the, you ain't going down there already?
Yeah.
You know?
I want to get...
And I misappropriate it, but look, it's fun to do.
Mr. Appropriate. Yeah. I would like to get a, almost like a, what is it they call when all the countries get together and they talk about stuff? What is it
like
called?
A summit?
A summit.
Or a...
I want to get one listener that represents every ethnicity. And I want to have them on standby. Not on standby, but just like, if we ever have questions about whether you be a Mexican or
Black person. Chinese.
Canadian.
Oh.
Well, that's a big one.
Yes. I want to have like a, God, it's not a summit. What is
a
it
panel.
Called? No, but what is it when all the world leaders get together? Don't say Bilderbergers. It's the...
Well, it's not that. It's not Illuminati either.
Well, I only think of United Nations.
Ah! That's it!
Well, that is a summit. I mean, I feel like we nailed the right word.
Well, but... I was saying the official thing for it. Oh. Yes. So that's what we do. We have... So if you represent a certain ethnicity or whatever... I'm really very serious about this. I think it would be... It would have an entertainment value, and it would also allow people to kind of like freely speak without trying to offend.
I would like it to be the same person if possible, so you know, you don't want to get a diluted sample.
You mean like a black person who lives in Canada whose mom was Chinese?
Oh, no, not God dang. Well,
hey, I've seen that commercial.
If that's possible, then that would be good, yeah.
That would be crazy.
But you know, you got one of each, you know, go to. Like, oh, okay, let me call up a so-and-so.
I think so. I think it would be fantastic. And it would help people kind of like, you know, kind of figure stuff out instead of just saying, oh, I don't think I can say that.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't say all the rap lyrics anymore. I am by myself when I do it, but it's probably still not a good practice. You know?
Lord's listening.
He is. Maybe I could bleep it.
What is the Lord singing along with? He's like, you know what? It's weird. We have no rules against that up here.
It's like, that was...
Maybe it's like the swastika. They just turned it into a bad word, you know? It started off with something, which is kind of odd. You have to admit.
Oh, you know what we didn't think of? Mm. An old person, like old, to ask stuff to. You could be any color.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, hey, I have old questions. Do we have like an octogenarian on, you know, standby? Or somebody that's been around.
Yes. I think
and they could be any color.
And we make this list of characters that you know, evolve on the show. And if some kind of like conflict's happening in a certain country, like I would love to talk to someone who has lived in like Israel.
Oh yeah, I'd be fascinated by that.
Oh yeah, why would you live there? Now is it more developed than I'm thinking it is?
Israel?
Yeah.
Certain parts.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd want to go to the Holy Land.
Again, I'm thinking everything around the world is third world. You know, I'm thinking like we're the most developed, but other stuff is too.
Yeah.
I just forget about that.
Well, I think that would be so helpful to, again, entertaining value, hopefully, but also like I think it would really like get people, like, you know, trying to start something stupid. That's be crazy. Like, you know, people with certain like handicaps and stuff.
A money guy too. Like to have a money guy for money questions.
Yeah.
Well, the handicap thing, how people adapt is fascinating to me. Could you live without an arm or a leg or
right?
I was gonna say a criminal. I'd love to have like somebody who's been in for a lot of stuff. You can just, you know, dial up and
yeah. It's very similar to the old bit we would do, the Ask series, where
that'd be fascinating.
Bring in us, but not in that way. Just like if something happened in headlines or whatever, like this guy got canceled for saying this. Like, hey. Are you from Helsinki? Do you have issues with this?
Yeah, like, can we? Like, oh, we did ask a Mexican, we called it midget couple, but you know they were cool with it.
They were,
yeah.
Well, we had some good ask
a hot girl.
Yeah, ask a dying guy. Remember?
Yes, he died too.
He was terminal.
Bless him.
Yep. What was his name? Do you remember?
I can't even remember, and that's awful. I should. This was years ago, though.
His name was Andy. I can't remember his P1 name. He would come to the 28-hour every year.
Yep. We can ask certain guests why they renege on us.
Right.
That'd be a good one.
Yes. Well, we can do that tomorrow, actually.
Yeah.
Awkward. Yeah. So, for real, I'm very serious about that. If you feel like you could represent a certain sector of whatever, contact us. I really, really, really want to do that. I think it'd be very beneficial to life.
Well, it's good intentions, you know, trying to learn.
Absolutely. And then you can, like, set us straight on, like, no, that's not really how we feel or I don't feel that way. You know, kind of the thing.
We had to figure out Peckerwood on our own. It would have been nice to have somebody go to, like, immediately.
Right.
Is this cool? What does it mean?
Yes.
To have our slang ambassador.
Yeah, like, it's like a bunch of different ones, like you're saying.
Yeah, like...
Philip Matthew.
Thank you, Jeremy Lawrence. I would... You know, like to say, hey, look, let's get down to brass tacks here. Like, what is your N-word for us? I would like to know that. I would like to know that.
And why do people call their mother bruh?
They're called teenagers.
I know more Hawkins to do that.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. In 2004, at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week to look outside of what the media reports, to read between the lines. Is that his huge, bushy beard, or the true location of Area 51? It's now time for Mattman's Conspiracy Mysteries.
Thank you. What if the most dangerous invention in the world wasn't a weapon?
I don't want to jump ahead here.
Oh, jump ahead.
Well, I was thinking like Universal Soldier, like half human, half person. Like that.
I prefer Buffalo Soldier.
Oops.
like half human, half pig people.
Like Rasta.
Some people have talked about spider guts.
Well, what if it wasn't a weapon, but it was an engine? An engine. And no, I don't mean a Native American. How dare you? No.
Well, so you're 20th. It could be.
I could say that. I could. I called myself and asked, and it was okay. This is wild. An engine that could run on water. An engine that barely needed any fuel. An engine that could make oil obsolete.
Yes.
Now, before you laugh it off as some kind of YouTube conspiracy rabbit hole, this is something very, very, very real. And there's something why it kind of makes sense. So if you know anything about financing, you know that the U.S. dollar is losing its strength around the world.
We should be a top five currency.
Easily. Years ago, all the oil companies, all the countries agreed that it would all be exchanged with the petrodollar, the U.S. dollar. And now you've got certain countries that are getting together and saying, hey, we're going to make our own currency. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. We don't need you anymore. So think about that for a minute. If oil is based on the dollar, if we didn't need oil anymore, the superpower kind of starts to like dim a little bit. It really, really does.
I hate to admit it, but it's possible.
So that's why there's this law. And this is a great thing about the internet. It's like, yeah, it's full of bull crap. It's full of AI.
Memes.
It's full of but there's real stuff you can look up, and it has to be there. And you can look up the Invention Secrecy Act of 1951. Literally what it says, the Invention Secrecy Act of 1951. So under this law, if the government decides that your invention threatens national security, they can silence you legally.
Why? What the hell? Wait, what does that mean?
They can place a secrecy order on your patent. You can't talk about it publicly. You can't sell it. You can't market it. You can't sell the idea to somebody else. And in some cases, you can't even tell other people that you found it.
I thought you meant like knocking somebody off, like, you know, unaliving somebody.
But wait. So your invention that you spent all this time in that lab, probably, you all your friends went out, hey, Bobby, you want to come look for some blank with us tonight? Nah, man, I'm trying to...
Loser.
Trying to cure this disease or whatever. I'll catch you guys next time. Yeah, you're a pussy.
Cute.
You know, something like that. So this was officially meant for military technology during the Cold War. So we're talking missile systems, radar, nuclear tech, cryptography, all that stuff. But over decades, the law's become like one of the biggest conspiracy theories in American government. So what if world-changing inventions have already been discovered, but then buried? Because every few years, I'm 50, and every few years you hear these stories about a guy claiming to have invented a carburetor that gets 200 miles a gallon, or a guy that made a truck that ran on water, or a guy claims that he created a magnetic motor that produces endless energy. And then suddenly, you'll see it on the news, you'll see it on Dateline, and then all of a sudden, you never hear about it again. Just like when they cloned that damn sheep.
Dolly. Yep.
Never did you hear anything about any other animals. Did Dolly have kids? Is that her kids? Are they clones now, kind of, too? Because she was like...
Yeah. It's just Bitch gone. Stewie was a clone.
Bitch Stewie?
Yeah, he was a clone. Didn't work out, but he was one.
Who is that?
Who?
It was a Family Guy episode.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
They clone a Bitch Stewie.
I didn't know you referenced Family Guy.
So even though this is they're buried, it's still public, right? Like, it has to have a public record.
Well, that's where the beauty of YouTube kind of comes along. And they're, like I said, some of those shows, like a Dateline, would have went and talked to the guy that invented an engine that ran on water. And they would do this piece about to show him driving around his yard with water
car.
Or whatever. And then suddenly, you don't hear anything about it again. The inventor goes quiet, the prototype's gone, or this story dies mysteriously. So many people say, well, maybe some of those inventions were fake and it was just, you know, a news thing and they didn't really know what they were. Maybe some of them were, but here's the thing where it gets weird. The government really has issued secrecy orders on inventions, like thousands of them. This is all public record, not a conspiracy theory. It's documented. So at any given time, there are patent applications that are hidden from the public view because the government says that they need to be secret. And that leads people to ask questions like, why was it classified? When it got classified? Because once you realize the government does have the legal power to suppress inventions, you start to wonder.
But why would they? I don't know why they would make this much of a paper trail. Why not just kill it and just boom, like that's it? It's like they're announcing that they're killing it.
So the patent office, I mean, that's something that's kind of like, you ever thought about that? You ever thought about like when you buy a .com from GoDaddy? Who's GoDaddy paying to buy that?
I have thought about that and I can't figure it out. Like, I don't know who.
When you go and register a patent, I think it's Geneva. I could be wrong on that. But when you go do that, A, you got to trust that they're not going to take your patent, rip it off, sell it to Asia where they bootleg everything. And then, no offense, Asia, but you do it a lot. Then you got Tesla, not the awful car. I'm talking about Nikola, the inventor that many people believed was a genius. I do. I've read a lot of his stuff. He claimed electricity was wirelessly in the air all the time and that we could just come up with some kind of way to harness it, creating free energy. Power without, kind of right. without wires.
It just makes so much sense to do something that doesn't cause so much pollution in the air.
Well,
and it's easily available.
He died by himself in a New York hotel room in 1943, and the government seized all of his papers, and none of it's been seen since. None of it. Conspiracy theorists have talked about that forever. Did he discover something revolutionary? Did he threaten some of these big industries? Because think about this for a minute. Imagine tomorrow Page does a story. A guy in Fabui, what's a city you like, but you would never say it publicly, but you would like to live there other than Clemson or Easley?
We'll say Norris.
Wow, strange. Let's imagine that tomorrow someone in Norris, South Carolina unveils a new engine that can get 1,000 miles a gallon. What happens?
What happens to the person?
What happens to the ripple effect of it?
Oh, my God.
Everything. Everything.
Yeah. Gas would go up more than it's going
up
now.
Gas would go up. Stock prices would tank. Gas stations would become endangered. The economy would shake based on that. It's not just an invention anymore. It's a threat to the global economic system if we figure out a way to run engines on water or some kind of free energy thing. And maybe that's why stories like that guy Stanley Meyer will continue to exist. He made the water fuel cell. He powered a dune buggy on water. I've seen the video a million times on YouTube.
If this were real,
he demonstrated it. It was on television.
If this were like practical in the world, Could you imagine water is already a commodity? What the price would be then?
Water is a commodity. Sand is a commodity. People go steal sand off beaches in the middle of the night and take it to their country. Like, it's no joke.
Because they want to make diamonds.
The guy that made the dune buggy ran on water, 1998, right when he was getting ready to meet with some investors, he collapsed at a restaurant saying, they poisoned me. And his official cause of death, he had a brain aneurysm.
Oh, Lord.
It's like when you disagree with the Saudis or the Russians or the, you know, North Koreans.
But if you think about it, though,
disappear.
Would it be nice to not have to go pay $3, $4, $5, whatever you're paying, a gallon for gas? That sucks to pay that much. Yeah. But
$4.20.
If that became a free thing, gas, energy, whatever, like, it would really screw up our country.
But it's already been done before. Trains.
It would make that stuff in the ground steam. Worthless.
The technology
now, in Paige's
there.
Defense, she was making a meme earlier. So.
Oh, that's true. But, yes, as I said at the beginning. But, it's one of those things that, like, people like, oh, yeah, tax money we'd save on defunding the police. But what would happen to the city you live in if they defunded the police? Or if you're like, I don't want to pay taxes anymore. What's happening to the road, the bridges, everything? Like, it's one of those things where, God, that sucks. But, wow, it's kind of the way this house of cards is built. And if it goes away,
If that stuff ran on water, I doubt they let it come out of your sink.
But look how big the oil industry is. That's what it is. You're not going to get rid of a whole industry because that is a huge moneymaker.
You're an echo chamber today.
This is the Rise Guys. Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, very good song.
Well, I was going to pivot to something real quick. But
pivot. I'm Jeremy to, Pivot.
All right, let me do this real quick. Hang on. I got you.
We had some good calls on hold. The phone,
That's what I was trying to go to.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's one of those. You guys, is it the edit?
Hope so. One more. Maurice. Where your moms? Gotta live my life.
Where are your moms at?
One more boot.
Where are you? Put your ex up.
God. Throw it up. My ex got a little fatter over the years.
By the way, when we were talking about our thing earlier about how I want to put together the United Nations of listeners, where we find different, you know, like we have several people representing certain ethnicities so we can ask questions to. On the docket, we have a 6-time convicted felon that we can talk to in the future. Also, a person that is Native American and Czechoslovakian.
Yeah.
There's so many questions
really cool.
there. How did your parents meet? That's so fun.
We could use it like 10 minutes ago, to be honest with you. Not even that long ago. Maybe 5 minutes ago.
Right. Well, which what? when we were singing this off there?
Yeah, but like, I don't know how to like say this without just saying it straight up.
Isn't it weird? Like, it's 2026 and we figured out all these different AI inventions, but we're still figuring out how to talk to each other. I'm not even like bitting it up right now. It's so weird.
See, it's not called like Ebonics because that was a different thing back in the day. That was like an official like.
Was that bad to say Ebonics?
Like, no, because that was like the official like offshoot of whatever. Like, that was what I call now shorthand.
Yeah.
Like, black shorthand is what I call it. I don't really know how else to say it, but like, I do it a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I, you know, like we joked about who is you, you know. I say moms a lot.
Moms.
Like in the plural form, but I'm talking about usually one person.
Just one.
I would say moms, like, you know. Did you talk to your moms? Randomly. I've done this for
your
a son's long
like,
time.
What do you mean, bruh?
Bruh.
Yeah, he says bruh. And I'd be like, you know, talk to moms. Where your moms at? That's something I'll just say if I'm bored. I just like, you know, that's my Tourette.
Right.
Where your moms? I'll yell it in traffic. Where your moms? I'll say it to the TV. Say it to my dog.
I like, your dog answers.
See, this would be another good question. Like, is it bad when white people do an impression? Like, it, it's so much fun. Because here's the thing, like being honest, when, you know, like Chappelle, when, you know, he would do the white guy or whatever, you know, when he would talk like this, and he was really, like, I thought that was funny as hell. Like, I mean, it didn't step on my toes. I thought it was great. But like, you know, if we were in here the other, a couple weeks ago, and several people we hadn't seen in a while came in here, and the door, you know, the door creeps open, and there they come in. I was like, what's up, mother? Oh, and I say it in the way that they say it when somebody walked into, like, Barbershop, the movie.
That's a great, that's a great example you can use. You can say the word him ever because everybody says it, but the way we say it, it's more fun to say it that
ma
way.
Ma fa.
What's up, ma?
I guess it's okay unless you offend somebody.
But that's the thing. You know what we're trying to figure out a way that we can all not laugh at each other, but laugh with each other.
That's the other great example. What's one of our favorite laughs we like to do? The cackle.
Exactly.
You associate that with just black folks?
No.
I've heard do it the most with my black friends.
Yeah.
We kind of grew up like with it. Now just like do it.
The wheeze laugh is certainly a white person thing.
Oh, yeah. Like that.
Like that's
it's really shaking.
That might be. See, that there's another one.
Oh, that hurts.
Hey, black guy. What do you have people in your family that laugh like this? Because it seems to just be a heavy set white person thing to do. I think this would be so good.
We have so many good positive like questions. The intent is really from a good place.
Right. Yes.
And we can find out what their frustrations are. You know. Like what they want to say, but they can't say about white people. Because
what are we as Peckerwoods? What are we doing that's pissing you off?
And what's the slang other than
that's an open-ended question,
right?
That's the best one though.
Work together to help them come up with a cool white slur.
Well, like I mean, look, you can call me whatever, honky cracker, but Peckerwood really is the funniest one.
Yeah, it is.
But is that for men and women?
That's the one I've heard.
That would be a Peckerwoodette. If it was a woman.
That's the one I've heard older black men say the most.
Peckerwood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, look, stuff that could easily be cleared up if we had somebody we could talk to.
We just had somebody to talk to. Do we have someone that we can talk to now and ask these questions to? Sorry, no?
No, not really.
Something else?
We're just kind of, I mean, look, I'm going to be honest with you straight up.
Yeah.
We've been up against them all day.
Yes.
We actually, when we can hit one on time.
Oh, look, P1 Knights Templar wanted to make a positive comment about the conspiracy mystery, and we're out of time, Paige. How about that? Isn't that fun? Then notice when we were against the clock, but someone wants to call in and say Matt has ADHD or talks too much. There's plenty of time.
That was a surprise.
Isn't that interesting? Thank you, Knights Templar. I appreciate that, and I enjoy doing them. It makes me sound crazy as hell sometimes, but just because
there?
Yeah. How did you get on the phone? We didn't even hit a button.
Well, hey. All I want to say is I grew up with a lot of stories about this racial crap. I've done nothing to no one.
Hang on for a second.
Thank you, sir.
We appreciate that.
I'm glad.
You were about to take a turn there.
I'd like every white person to call in and say that.
Just with a less angry tone, maybe.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know how he got through. Our phone lines just got
hacked. Did it stick? It might have stuck over here.
Oh, okay.
I've asked, look, do I have to offer sexual favors for a new phone set over here?
Maybe.
Is that where we're at this point? I don't want to, but, you know, look, if it gets it done for the show, I might have to.
You would fall on that sword?
I feel like that's what they're waiting. I won't sit on it.
It happens.
Paige would accidentally fall on it.
I would.
Hey, what are you working on in the Plex?
Well, very famous person says not letting your kids work is a form of abuse. Get them to work. We'll talk about who that is and why he's saying this next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Get them to work. Getting them to work is child abuse.
No, not letting them work.
Not letting them work is child abuse.
Spoil kids.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't know. What kind of work are we talking about, though?
Yeah.
Well, probably getting a job.
Okay, not being like... You know what sucks? I was thinking about this the other day. I was in the safety patrol at Cone Elementary.
Oh, you had to wear the vest.
So technically, I have a past in child trafficking.
Oh, you do?
Good morning, everybody.
I understand how they're funny at the crack of stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.